Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I. Here, our proverbial, the proverbial cup runneth over. yes, I. Give ones and ones an opportunity, you know, right here. We just speak right here. We went right to the very, 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 yes, I. So we had the seventh Aliyah to come again with the seventh Aliyah, I and I cup, you know, the chalice here for this 36 sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, kind of overflew. Overflowed right here. So here, we're in the seventh Aliyah right here. There's nothing that's packed into this Torah reading and feeding right here. Many points that ones and ones might have reason on separately. Some of these points are taken, you know, one by one, but we have them all right here. So we're going to pick up with this seventh Aliyah, the seventh Aliyah again after a couple of moments or ones and ones, and you know, for us to get the stream going. Hopefully the stream is going right now, and ones and ones can either call in or tune into the Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube. Hopefully that is going on well without a hitch. Had a couple of hitches. Those who encountered the hitches and some glitches when we started out after the Shabbat podcast. But right here, for the first day, call this the first day service, a.k.a. the Sunday service, this Shabbat bit ha'elotika. Okay, we're good. So call in or tune in on the Rastafari Israelites. So here we're in this 36 sabbatical study, right? We'd like to just fulfill that right here, just stepping up. Yeah, we're calling this Shabbat when you step up. Now, of course, there's a few ways that is and has been translated, you know, or can be translated. We can look at it literally, right? Or we can look at it figuratively. Basically, it's when Aharon steps up to light the lights, when he steps up to light the lights of HaMenorah. And it said that one had to step up because of how the menorah was constructed, you know, and there were steps there. He had to step up, right? But also in the sense of Beha Elotika, when the lights, you know, when the light ascends, like the flame of the light, you know, when it ascends, so when it goes high. So that's another sense right there as well. So here, for this first day service, this Sunday service, going to pick up and fulfill right here and hopefully get in some reasonments. Because are you counting some of the topical themes right here, Habarim? Some of the topical themes. So here we have the Ethiopian. Interesting. You know, I heard, you know, and heal up, you know, Sinai, fellow Hebrews, fellow Israelites, but wow. It's interesting, because ones, you know, just on this kind of seem like an anti-Ethiopian thing, anti-Kush thing. I mean, can't you see it right here, even in this Torah reading and feeding? We can clearly see, or should be clearly able to see, that Yah wasn't well pleased. He wasn't well pleased with what, you know, what Agwan, as the Benjamites would say. You know, he wasn't well pleased with what Agwan. Right there. And we don't know exactly what she said besides, you know, the portion that is highlighted there. But then she caught leprosy, according to the translation leprosy, the tzara'at that we have studied previously in the third book of Moshe, the handbook of the priest, the tzara'at. Now, it makes more sense in the sense of what this, quote, leprosy or skin disease, and how, according to the narrative here in HaTorah, the connection of the skin disease or leprosy is directly connected with the evil speech, the speaking of that, that evil, unkind, or hurtful speech. First example we get actually is Moshe's hand. Got to hand it to Moshe, Moshe's hand. Because of what he said concerning the children of Israel, he spoke evil, he spoke ill, he spoke unkind. All of these are to be associated with a term that generally in the KJV has been translated as evil. Right? He spoke hurtful, unkind. He said that the children of Israel, you know, they're not going to, yay and amen, admit, right, that Yahweh has revealed and appeared to him. But then when we read further the narratives back in Exodus, we find out that they did receive, they did accept. So here, on the ear and in the iris for the gathering on the ear and in the iris, we're going to pick up this seventh aliyah here. Shabuah, the 7 days, the week, the seven, literally the seven, referring to 7 days of the week, the Shabuah. Shabuah Tov, a traditional greeting here as we pick up here after the Shabbat here on the first day. That's called among the Gentiles Sunday. So do we have first day service? Yes. Do we have like Sunday service? Not directly according to Torah. We don't use the term Sunday to identify the days. The first day is the Yom, the day, HaRishon, from the Rosh. Rosh, like Ras, is the head. So the head day, the first day. So here on the first day of the Shavuah, let's ride up right here. Yes, I. First words that I said here, according to the liturgy of His Divine Majesty, the true church and the professing church, this is what it said on the first day. Ehud, Malkam Ehud.
Sos enya be'elete Ehud yemibal. Said on Sundays, the first day. Sidk enya sarah. Senvetina Yakabram Sohulu Sadikno Wode Ekaziaviheram Lukota Yegeba Commitmentana Yelayena Yohona Fetsmoibel Sidken Yesara Senvetin Yakabram Sohulu Sadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer, Ekaziaber, Cha, Rastafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath. The
Senvet. Oh, Shabbat Shalom, Melkam, Nemhark, Melkam, good Ehud, good first day, beautifully good first day. It's the head day, first day of the new Shavuah right here, and we still have the Torah reading and feeding here. You know, and I cup running for over right here. So I'd like to ride up a little bit more right here, but as one-to-ones gathering.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, Light of the World, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travel this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Here, the psalm that was chanted in the temple on the first day, and this here, the psalm for the first day of the Shavuah, Psalm 24, right here.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
So today's daily psalm, or the psalm for this first day right here, according to the tribe here, Queen Makeda with Miki, Kapayi, Mubar Lebab, clean hands, pure heart, here based on the first day psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek, Psalm 24, Miki, Kapayi, clean hands, Ubar Lebab, and a pure, purified heart, yes.
Nikika Paim, clean, innocent hands, Ubar Lebab, and a purified heart. Right here, the sabbatical fulfilled here, beginning the first day, Psalm 24, had in the Hebrew, give thanks, Queen Machida. Also check out the clean hands, Queen Machida, and the clean hands project. Yes, I, the vid coming forward, so much more. And Mo, here, Psalm 24, here in the Royal Amharic, right here, on the Sabbath meditation, a.k.a. Africa Flames Rhythm, right here.
Where is your dignity? Oh, when you'll find your identity to take your brother's oath, not written in stone. No, no. Oh, where is humility? When will you find honesty? Choose the good within, don't lose your soul. No, no.
Mazmur Hayasus, Bekenev Hayas. በመጀመሪያ ሰንበት የዳዊት መዝሙር ምድርና ሞላዋ ለእግዚአብሔር ነው ዓለምም በእርሷም የሚኖር ሁሉ እርሱ በባህሮች መስርቷልና በፈሳሾችም አጥንቷልና ወደ እግዚአብሔር ተራራ ማን ይወጣል በቅድስናው ስፍራ ማን ይቆማል እጆቹ የነጹ ልቡም ንጹህ የሆነ ነፍሱን ለከንቱ ያላነሳ ለባልንጀራውም በሽንገላ ያልማለ እርሱ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ በረከትን ከመድኃኒቱ አምላክ ምሕረትን ይቀበላል ይህች ትውልድ እርሱን የምትፈልግና የያዕቆብን አምላክ ፊት የምትፈልግ እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆች ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉሥ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉሥ ማን ነው እግዚአብሔር ነው ብርቱና ኃያል እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፍ ኃያል እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉሥ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉሥ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር
ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው ክብር ንጉሥ ነው
מזמור כ"ד לדוד מזמור לאדוני הארץ ומלואה תבל ויוש ובת כי הוא על ימים ישדה ועל נהרות יכונניה מי יעלה והר אדוני ומי יקום במקום קודשו נקי כפיים ובר לבב אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי ולא נשבע למרמה יישא ורחם את אדוני וצדקה מאלוהי ישעוד זה דור דורשיו מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע שאו שערים רעשכם והנשאו פתחי עולם ויבוא מלך הכבוד מי זה מלך הכבוד אדוני עזוז וגיבור אדוני גיבור מלחמה שאו שערים רעשכם ושאו פתחי עולם ויבוא מלך הכבוד מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד אדוני צבאות הוא מלך הכבוד סלע 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 סלע
Selassie,
Padamawi. the home place is
Now time to tune right here for I and I, a little classic right here for Psalm 24. Yes, I.
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana. Trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Wild and they that
the world
therein.
And they that dwell therein. For he hath found it upon the sea.
He hath founded it on the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands.
He that hath
and a pure heart.
And
who hath not lifted up
his
soul into vanity, nor scorned his
equal?
He hath received the blessing from Jah Jah, and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob. Your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say, who?
Emperor Haile Selassie I. Glory shall come in.
And the King of glory, yes, the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
Emperor
Haile Selassie I. He is the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Jah Rastafari. He is the King of glory. King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of glory?
Who is the King?
Emperor Haile Selassie I.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of kings. Lord of lords. Conquering lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself. Light of the world.
And land, according to the book I read, Canaan is from Amphid. Amson got a portion of land. Now where the hell? Canaan portion. Abraham had two sons in Israel. They said the Arab and Israeli. Two brothers fighting to control the land. The land. The land. The land of Canaan. Yes, Jacob, give me your right and take my cup. Check back and you will see Canaan was sold into slavery. Disappeared from the pages of time because of his father's crime. Now the Israeli and the Arab man both fighting in a foreign land. The land. The land of Canaan, the land, the land, the land of Canaan. A land that flowed with milk and honey, now drenched with blood and body. Kings here, kings here, leaders, leaders, beware, beware. Jerusalem, the city of the great king, tears and sorrow. Day she brings, and now shall the mighty fall. Like a woman in labor, the land shall call. Enough, enough, you're living in time, but some things must be left behind. Fight you must for this piece of land, but remember it belongs to the son of Ham. Two brothers fighting to control the land, the land, the land. The land of Canaan. Now listen this, I tell you truth, that the King of Kings have been shown to you. The King of Israel have been revealed. To open the book and to lose the seal. The throne of David shall ever stand to guide and protect the sons of Ham. Two brothers fighting to control the land. The land. The land. The land of Canaan. The land. The land. The land of Canaan.
Behold, the day comes, saith the Lord, that they shall no more say the Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, and from all countries whither I have driven them.
The land. The land. The land of Canaan. Yeah, Muta, Muta Baruka. I and I, Rastafari, brother, and although sometimes we might have, one might call it theological, even philosophical differences, but it's interesting, the tune right there, the land of Canaan. I will ask the question, where really was the land of Canaan, seeing that a lot of biblical geography is off. We have, you know, Jerusalem today, the old Jerusalem. We have New Jerusalem, Ethiopia. We have also the oldest Jerusalem over there in Arabia. But that's a different region. Going to pick up on that. But did you hear the end part? That after all that Muta said in the Canaan land tune, he seals it up with this prophecy from Jeremiah the prophet, Ermias, chapter 23, verse 8. But Hi, Yahweh, Jehovah liveth, Hi, Yahweh, who brought up and who led the seed, the race of the house of Israel, of the Beta, the Beit Yisrael, out of the what? North country. And from what? From all the countries whither where I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land.
right there. Love how you seal that up with the Jeremiah. The Jeremiah tune and some of the political latter-day times, the Gentiles, you know, the costume party, you know, the Arabs, the Jews, and fighting over the land of Canaan. But really, where is the real land of Canaan? But you seal it up with the word from Jeremiah, Jeremiah 23 and 8. Check it out. But Jehovah liveth, who brought up and who led the seed, the race of the house of Israel, the Beit Yisrael, the Beta Israel, out of the north country. So we say that we, the Beta Israel of the west, out of the what? North country, and also the Beta Israel from all the countries. So it's a key thing having the Beta Israel of the east, the Beta Israel of Ethiopia, often referred to the black Jews of Ethiopia, because that's a sign and a seal. Right, but what does the word say? The seed of the house of Israel, the Beta Israel, out of the north country and from all countries. So here was the key, that Ethiopian connection. Are ye not as the children, the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? So it's not just the Beta Israel over there, but it's Beta Israel over here, Beta Israel over there, and everywhere, according to this word of Jeremiah, Jeremiah. Ermias, the prophet, right here, that he will bring I and I up, cause I and I. Let's look at this word here. Yeah, that's the word Allah, Allah. The word Allah, which is the root word of this Torah reading and feeding, Beha Aloteka, Beha Aloteka, Aloteka, come from the Hebrew Allah, Allah. We didn't say Allah. We didn't say Allah. That's another Hebrew letter, Aleph. This is Ayn. Allah, it means to go up, to ascend, to climb higher, 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 higher heights. Here. This is where we ride up with the seventh Aliyah here, returning, going over the whole Miriam versus the Cushite, the Cushite. It's interesting, even today, the term Cush is used in certain parts of the so-called Middle East, actually Far East Africa. It's used like the N-word is used over here. Ain't that something? But here, another tune from Queen Makeda right here. Love this tune. Tune is called I Am Shem on the disciple, the discipline rhythm. Here, Queen Makeda with I Am Shem on the discipline rhythm. Listen to relix. Yes, I.
Brother, Jerusalem fell under siege. from the perils of war. I was forced to flee, sought refuge on African shore. If I forget the old Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its honey. If I forget the old Jerusalem, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I forsake thee, O Mount Zion, woe be unto my soul. If I forget Jerusalem, chief of my joy.
There with I Am Shem in the Hebrew right there from Psalm 137, by the rivers of Babylon Psalm, particularly verse 5, if I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. Im Esha Kahek, Yerushalayim, Tishkach, Yemini, if I forget thee, O Yerushalayim, O Jerusalem, yes I. Yerushalayim.
Shimela, Shimela. Agaratin Yerushalayim dana.
Yes, yes, yes. Before we just ride up right here and just fulfill this seventh Aliyah, gathering, still gathering in right here, Let's just share this tune. We haven't played this in a moment right here. This one here, Burhana Selassie. Love this tune right here. Some of y'all might have heard it. Some of y'all might have not. Come, we are go up, Aliyah up to your Jerusalem.
We don't care who likes this or not. As long as we know it's the truth. As long as we know it's the truth.
Every law is a
leader. Every government upon the face of this earth today is a leader.
Come we go up at Jerusalem one more time. Come we go up at Jerusalem one more time. We have to pray, yes we have to pray. We have to pray for the judgment day. So come we go up at Jerusalem one more time. Men see their dreams an inspiration crumbled in front of their face, and all of their wicked intention to destroy the human race. Oh, I believe. Oh, I believe. Oh, I believe in reggae music. Reggae music.
When we go out of Ethiopia, I want more.
Adonai.
Yes!
Rastafari.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, hear, hear for the Shabi'i, Shabi'i, Shabi'i Aliyah, for this Shabbat Abiha Eloteka Shalom, for this Senbet Sitalequis Salam. Here, picking up with Numbers chapter 11 at verse 30, for the Shabi'i, 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 the seventh Aliyah Nafra offering up, offering up, offering up. Why Yasef Moshe Ella Ha Mahane with Zikne Israel. And Moshe got him into the camp. He and the Zikne Israel and the elders of Israel. From Sinai to Kadesh Barnea. The seventh item here at this Shabi'i Aliyah here for Shabbat Beha Elotika, the quails and the plague. The quails and the plague. Verse 31. And there went forth a wind from the Yahweh. And there went forth a wind from the Yahweh, he who be, we be, and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high, upon the face of the earth. And Ha'am and the people stood up all that day and all that night and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. He that gathereth least gathered 10 homers. And they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, it was chewed. The wrath of Yahweh was kindled against Ha'am, the people. And the Yahweh smote the people with a very great plague. And he called the name of the place Kibrot Hatawa, or the Kibrot Hatawa. Hata'awa, Hata'ava, because they buried Ha'am the people that lusted. And Ha'am the people journeyed from Kibrota Hata'ava to Hazerot and abode at Hazerot. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that's called Numbers chapter 12, from Sinai to Kadesh Barnea, the eighth item right here, the murmuring of Miriam, where Aharon and Aaron. And Miriam and Aharon spake against Moshe because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman, a Cushawite, a Cushite-ish. And they said, hath the Yahweh indeed spoken only by Moshe? Has he not spoken also by us, by I and I? And the Yahweh heard it. Now, the man Moshe was very meek to hoot above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Yahweh spake suddenly to Moshe and to Aharon and to Miriam. Come out, y'all three, to the tabernacle of the congregation, to the Ohel Moed, tent of meeting. And they three came out. And the Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the petach of the tabernacle and called Aharon, where Miriam, Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Yahweh, he who be, we be, will make myself known to him in a vision and will speak to him in a dream. My servant Moshe is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Yahweh Yahuwah shall he behold.
Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moshe? And the anger of Yahweh Jehovah was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud Anan departed from off the tabernacle. And the cloud departed from off of the And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aharon looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aharon said to Moshe, "Alas, alas, my Lord, alas, my Lord, alas, alas, my Lord, alas, I beseech the eye, lay not the chet, the chetiat upon the akri, upon I and I have done foolishly, wherein we have sinned, have ucked up. Make her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed, when he cometh out of his mother's womb." And Moshe cried to Yahweh, and Moshe cried to Jehovah, saying, "Heal her now, O God, I beseech the eye." Why you ta'ak, Moshe, Eliyahu, Leimor, El na, Rifa na laha, El na, Rifa na laha, 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 laha. Heal her now, O El, I beseech the eye. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Make her be shut out from the camp 7 days. And after that, let her be received in again. And here for the maftir, Vayomer Yahweh el Moshe, V'abiha Yarok, Paneha Hello Tia Kalein Shibata Yamin Tia Sanera Shibata Yamin Mi Hut La Mahane We Ahara Te Asif. If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Make her be shut out from the camp 7 days. And after that, make her be received in again. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and Ha'am, the people, journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. And afterward, Ha'am removed from Chazarot and pitched in the wilderness, the Midbar of Paran. Thus completing the Torah portion, the Aliyot, for this Shabbat, B'ha'elotika, for this Senbet Asitilequis, Kabur Lekalu, Kabur Dimtu, Kabur Hailu, glory to the Word, Sound, and the Power, Kabur Le'abinu, Le'melkeinu, glory be to thy Father, thy King, Kabur Le'kedamawi, Chayla Salasi, B'shem Yeshua, HaMoshiach, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua, Getachinna, Medchanetachinna, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christos, the King of Kings, Christ. Amen.
Ahuch atah Adonai.
John!
Yes, Rastafari.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst.
Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah, blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Wa imru. Amen.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayei olam natei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, no pain Torah.
You yap my seat, are you ready?
I wanna hear it say yes, I wanna hear it say yes.
For the Haftarah and the Brita Hadash Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Jai Zai Nai Light, Nai Nai Be a Testament to the Light that shines through the night. Humble Lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you not read up your Bible.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim Veratzah b'debreihim Hane'amarim b'emet. Baruch atah Adonai Habocher b'torach Ubmoshe Abdo, Ube Israel Ammo, Ube Nebiei Haemet Watelik. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of the Prophets, Book of Zechariah, Chapter 2, Verse 13, to Chapter 4, Verse 7. Besamaab wawalemafasaka du sahadu amlak. Be silent, O all flesh, before Yahweh Buruku, lifnei Yahweh, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Chapter 3. And he showed me Yahshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of Yahweh, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And Yahweh Baruch Hu said to Satan, Yahweh rebuke thee. O Satan, even Yahweh that have chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Yahshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake to those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, Behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And I said, Let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head, and clothed him with garments. And the angel of Yahweh stood by. And the angel of Yahweh protested to Yahshua, saying, Thus saith Yahweh Zabaoth, Buruku, Yahweh of hosts, If thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Hear now, O Yahshua, the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Yahshua, upon one stone shall be seven eyes, and behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith Yahweh Zabaoth, Buruku, and I will remove the iniquity of that land one day. In that day, saith Yahweh Zabaoth, Buruku, shall ye call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. Chapter 4. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me, as a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said to me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick, all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my master? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said to me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my master. Then he answered and spake to me, saying, This is the word of Yahweh Buruku to Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith Yahweh Zabaoth Buruku. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Favor, favor to it. Amen. Kebole Kwalu, Kebole Demsu, Kebole Hailu, Kebole Ketamawe Haile Shalasi Nurus Nagese et Obia, the Samgitachim and Hanatachim Yeshua. Amen.
Speaking the identical, trying to live Leviticus from the metaphysical, primordial to physical. Ketamawi Hale Selassie, he is the literal. Lying from the tribe of Judah, you can say it's scriptural. I'm smoking with the mystical, getting to the magic of this product that I'm hitting now. Anything that was shut before was open now. When I close my eyes to prayer, off and aloud, or off in a cloud. There is something going down.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu, Moshiach Yeshua, Wehabarot, Shel Habarik HaHadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai, Notain Habarik HaHadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 36, Be'er Ha'alotika, When Thou Ascend, from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6 through 13, and Revelation chapter 11, verse 1 through 19. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab, Wehabin, Weruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad, In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6, wow, verse 7, zain, verse 8, chait, verse 9, tate, verse 10, yod, verse 11, yod aleph. We call zot haita lanu lemofet libilti hitawot la ra'a kasher hitawu gam hema walot hiu obde elilim kasher hayu miktatam kimo shekatub wayishab ha'am le'akol weshatu wayakumu letachek ולא נהיה זונים כאשר זנו מקצתם ויפלו ביום אחד שלושה ועשרים אלף איש ולא ננסה את יהוה כאשר ניסוהו מקצתם ויעבדום הנחשים גם לא קלינו כאשר הילינו מקצתם וימותו ביד המשיחית. כל זאת מצאתם להיות למופת ותכתב למוסר לנו אשר הגיעו עלינו קצה עולמים. Now these things were examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Mashiach, neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But Elohim is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Revelation chapter 11, the times of the Gentiles to end in 42 months. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Verse 4, Dalet.
Vayinatin li kane vehu kemate. ויעמוד המלאך ויאמר קום ומוד את היכל יהוה ואת המזבח ואת המשתחווים בו והחצר אשר מחוץ להיכל אותה נטוש ואל תמודנה כי לגויים ניתנה ורמסו את עיר הקודש ארבעים ושניים חדשים ונתתי לשני עדיי וניבאו ימים 1260 והם מתכסים בשקים אלה הם שני הזיתים ושתי המנורות העומדים לפני אלוהי הארץ
And there was given me a reed, like to a rod. And the angel stood, saying, Rise, and measure the temple of Elohim, and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court that is without the temple leave out, and measure it not. For it is given to the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread under foot 42 months. The two witnesses to prophesy 42 months. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 70 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before Elohim of the whole earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters, to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues, as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city that spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also Adonainu, our Lord, was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them, and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from Elohim entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them that saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying to them, Come hither. And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. The second woe. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted, and gave glory to Elohim of heaven. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. End of the second parenthetical passage. The trumpet judgments resume. The seventh trumpet. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of Adonainu, our Lord, and of his Christ, Mashiach, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders that sat before Elohim on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped Elohim, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God the Almighty, Yahweh Elohim Tzevaot, that art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward to thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them that destroy the earth. And the temple of Elohim was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings, and voices, and thunderings, and an earthquake, and great hail.
Kaburlakalu, Kaburladimtu, Kaburlakhailu, Kaburlakedamawi, Haile Selassie, by Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Xiavi, Mesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos, Sabbath Seal, Sabbath Seal, Psalm 144.
Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity, his days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Psalm 67 has a very interesting adaptation of the priestly blessing, just touched on the previous Torah reading and feeding. So this is also like sealing up the Sabbath and beginning off here the first day right here, here, here.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. Shall fear him, 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 shall fear him.
So here, 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 let's get into a reasoning right here on some of the topical themes in this 36th of Article Study. Yes, give thanks. Sister says she studied this Shavua, the cloud of Elohim, the cloud in the fire. But first up right here, 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 just a little Rhema tune right here. So you get ready for a reasoning, go over some of the basic questions here in this 36th of Article Study for this Shabbat Strong as we move forward, onward and upward here. Eleni and Blessed Ones, love this tune here. Culture Box Rhythm, Young Blood Records, here, here, here.
What's up for your point? You don't know it's Love Star Music, all right.
We are the blessed.
know we is, cause who we are and how we feel. It's not a movie, it's for real, yeah. But the blessing them a follow we, yeah. Our God we serve it as apology, yeah. So we reap, so we sow, so we learn, so we grow. No weapon they throw shall damage we.
Right here, it's a little extra right here on discipleship, sharing some reasonings here just briefly on this behind Lotika, when thou lightest the lamps. Stepping up is stepping up, going to the higher heights to light the lamps. Right here, you're here. Yes, sir.
See, so go through it like a deep study or a full study, like a really a discipline, you know, kind of like with copy books. In the first copy books, when I really set my heart and mind to the sabbatical studies, I'm teaching, go through it like a deep study or a full study, like a really a discipline, you know, kind of like with copy books. In the first copy books, when I really set my heart and mind to the sabbatical studies and recognize, you know, that there's a lot I need to catch up on, and seeing how some things already, you know, Judaically are presented in a certain order, I said, all right, let me first, you know, kind of like get a survey and see what's what. That's why one's like Hebrew for Christian. I got to check out some of what his thing is, because after a while you begin to almost like the baby that's weaned can manufacture its own protein. That's the basic kind of wisdom of the weaning process, like when a child would begin to tease or something. I always wondered like how it went. And with some mothers, it depends on how they feel. You know, while others, their feeling, of course, is important to them, but they also recognize, or a certain principle has, you know, also they recognize, okay, this baby is teething, and plus I love this child, but I want the child to also be, you know, don't want the child to be on the teat. You know, too long, so to speak. You know what I mean? But the basic principle in nature, regardless of like feelings and emotion, is basically when the teeth start to come in, when the child's teeth start to come in, that basically means in the logic of the process that the child now can chew its own food. It just needs to be encouraged to chew and to chew, you know, chew responsibly. You know, that's the main thing. You know, because sometimes food could taste good and you swallow it, you're not chewing it, and, you know, you don't want that to happen to like a little child. So I point to that because in the Hebrew roots and the spirituality, like a lot of the you could say the precious gems in Rastafari, you can see there's a correspondence, and it's the spirit, the Irid, the truth that reveals those things. But you can see it in, I call it the old way of the line of the tribe of Judah. When I talk about Judah, is our Yehudiment in that sense. You know, when we get to the true principles, you know what I mean? Because like Yeshua was a true Yehudi, You know, while there's a lot of other ones that were very, suspect, you know, as it were, even though they might have been ethnically. Like a lot of the Black Hebrews like talk about blood versus, how do you say it again? It's like they're the blood, like they're Israelites, you know, or Jews by blood. That's interesting because in the very same Bible, you know, it kind of points out, Paul points this out, but then some Israelites have problems with Paul. So it depends on like how well, you know, ones understand. Like the whole thing about circumcision, the point about circumcision. Like, was Paul saying that Jews should not circumcise as people were making believe and gaslighting a lot of the newcomers to the Nazarene, the Nazarite? Well, really, it was more the Nazarene than Nazarite. Got to touch on that word, too, as well, because in the English, they both look similar. When you say the Hebrew, you'll see the nuance and the differences. And there is a kind of a prophetic process. There's a process revelation where you can see the relation of the two words, but a lot of the link of it is kind of mystical, but people make some mistakes about the mystic because of the lack of study. So they're using their limited maybe knowledge and also their ignorance to kind of divine some like meanings. It's like the whole Jehovah or Yahweh, and what people say is I am that I am. And some like Gentile-minded ones even trying to force it in the Hebrew, you know, like sometimes you see the memes, you know, that ones have, or some of the slides, what do you call them, slides, like a PowerPoint slides, like, you know, the kind of meme, like explaining whatever point one is trying to explain. And see a lot of ones still insisting that I am that I am is the Yahuwah, Yahweh. They go through a lot of kind of interesting acrobatics, like a Cirque du Soleil, Western Gentile-minded, you know, would be kind of a Hebrew... I don't know how to call it Hebrew, really, in that sense, because it's really not. It's almost like you know, I used to say about Jehovah Witness. Something was like Jehovah Wickedness. You know, when I heard one say Jehovah Wickedness. You know, now some people that just hate on, you know, Yahweh would use that as a kind of like, yeah, they use that about anybody who says Jah, Jehovah, fire abundant. You know, but when you see it in the context of that, he who be we be says that, you know, he is good and he creates evil. So therefore, yeah, if you understand it, you know, how do you understand it? But in the studies, like, you know, it's going through the studies, I've been noticing, like, in this season, even from, yeah, last year, because last year was the beginning of the season, see, that's how it was so confusing. I mean, it's not confusing to I, but it can be if you're trying to explain it. Like I'm saying, last year, but it's really not last year. You know, it's last year, but it's really not last year. Last year, if we're looking at it from Western Gentiles, like the first day. If you say to most people, what's the first day? Most people say the first day. Most folks would say, and well-meaning, you know, but they just haven't thought about it. There's like a never mind on this truth. There's no mind on it. You know, when your mind really senses on, or some people get caught up in their pride. Like when you explain to them, you know, elements and aspects of the truth, you could tell that one understands it's true, but it must have, as Paul says in Thessalonians, what is it, they profit in the fruit of unrighteousness, something to that effect. I think in Thessalonians, in other words, because there's some benefit to it. You know, like somebody knows that robbing or stealing is wrong, but they've gotten a lot of good things from robbing and stealing. You know, things that they like and they really like and enjoy. So you can persuade them that robbing and stealing is wrong, but they're going to come to that crossroads, that fork in the road. Right, and there might be a lot of projection, you know, like, you know, on the person that has now revealed to them, especially if the way you reveal it to them is so powerful that they can't get back to, you know, thinking ignorantly as usual. What's that area right here? Thessalonians right here. It says, and for this cause Elohim shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. It's interesting looking at this here. In fact, I might take a snapshot and do a meme out of this. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12, like the way it looks on the page, because when you look at it, it says that they should believe, you know, the lie, L-I-E, in the middle of believe, a lie, that they should believe a lie. Verse 12, that they all might be damned. I was like, wait, hold up a moment. So you have to read up the Bible, you know, read up your Bible, you know, study, you know, to know the truth for yourself as His Majesty, to teach Him His Majesty. Wait, the Bible here is saying that they all might be damned. Wow. You know, folks would like to, if I'm looking for that verse about how it says that that Elohim, he requires the path. You know, like when we say, oh, it's past, and we might point to certain verses in the scripture where it says, like, former things, like, don't remember the former things. Then you'll read in the same prophet, in Yeshaya, Isaiah, there's another area where it says, call the former things to mind. And it asks the question elsewhere, who can tell the former things? Now, see, here's what they do from this Western Gentile that's lazy. It's really lazy, you know, because everyone has done due diligence. Whether you like the Bible or the scripture or not, but if you do due diligence, it's almost like, and I'm thinking about saying this, but I'm going to say it's like what I heard with, what's his name? The one called Brother Polite, you know, when he was talking about, you know, the use of certain terms amongst certain so-called black, quote-unquote, like teachers and scholars and master teachers and honorable this and honorable that. It has a certain relation. Even the Bible has a certain relation coming from a Western Gentile perspective. Yes, the Bible is Masonic. The Bible is very Masonic. Now, people say, well, Freemasonry. I don't know what you mean by this free, you know, how His Majesty says, you know, like, one has to be aware of using words, you know, like to subvert people. I don't know what ones mean when they say free, you know, they say liberty. They promise you them liberty, but they are slaves, right? They are slaves. They're enslaved to corruption. So they promise, like, liberty, land of the, you know, home of the brave, land of the fleas, I mean, free. You know what I mean? So what do you mean by Freemasonry? No. You see, there's a difference between Mason and Freemason. I think we touched on that just briefly in an IG video. Got to follow up on that. You know, lectures on request, too, you know. Hopefully do something like a series of lectures on request, because there's some things that we sometimes get into, like a reasoning, and we might record it and seek to share it. And I know many times there's certain topics and themes that ones and ones are curious about, or they might put forward a certain, you know, perspective, that they might have heard something else, and it seems convincing, and they want to know, well, what does the King of Kings think? It's not only what I and I think about it, because even when we come through some things in the scripture, like this verse right here, just to touch on this a little bit more, right here, this verse where it says that they all might be damned. I don't think the Bible has that language if you come from that kind of pseudo-Christian perspective, where you have not read and studied, you know, you carry the Bible around, it's a nice, thick, big book, right, or can be in different forms of printing, but that they all might be damned. Damned who believe not the truth. See what the scripture is saying? The scripture is saying that all those who don't believe the truth are damned. You know, people say, if I say God damn, people say, oh, don't, I don't know, they'll say a lot of things, but most of it's incorrect. You know, they'll say, oh, you cursing, or don't, you blaspheme. If I say God damned, but God damned, it says that they all might be damned. God damn, that they all might be damned. Who's damning them? Well, let's go to the verse before. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And for this cause, Elohim shall send them strong delusion. Well, who's sending the strong delusion? Have you ever really read Revelation? Even those angels? The angels that got the vials. The vials. You know, these vials, some say crack might have been one of those vials, but these vials, worse than that. You know, that was just the beginning. You know, the angels that have the vials, right, and they go and they pour out these type of punishments. Right, you know, or plagues, depends on the translator, the translation that, you know, you might be depending on. Right? But when we study these things, even from low degrees to high degrees, says, for this cause, Elohim, or God, if you please, right, shall send them strong delusion. Now, a lot of people are in a strong delusion about, you know, who or what is Elohim, and the true Elohim. Elohim says, there ain't no Elohim. God says, according to Scripture, there ain't no God, but He. You know what I mean? So if you don't know Him, then it says that all those others, right, He will send them strong delusion that they should believe, be lie, a lie, L-I-E, that they all might be damned. God damned. Yeah, God damn them who believe not the truth, who don't believe ha-emet, emet, right, the objective reality, but had pleasure, there you go, pleasure. They take pleasure, they have pleasure, you know, in unrighteousness. That's a key, this is a key verse right here. That's why some folks, you know, they get it, but they don't get it, if you get it. They get it, but they really don't get it. But as we study Teshuva, you know, Teshuva and ourselves approve, it begins to come together, you know, and it begins from that initial discipline, just even the Torah portion reading and feeding. Well, I would advise any of the Chavir, you know, any of the brothers or sisters, fellow disciples, fellow Talmudim of the King of Kings Christ to do is basically to go through, like, the Torah portion volumes, especially like the summaries. We're going to share a little more even from some of my study books, because now we begin to, it's not just talking about it, but actually doing it and the experience, you know, so to share, you know, with those who recognize the holy, those, you know what I mean, can't give to dogs, you know, the holy, you know what I mean, but those who recognize and have sanctified, you know, what that setting apart is, like to share some of the pearls, you know, the subjective experiences, but definitely to do due diligence, you know, as best as you can. There'll be days and times when one might not have that opportunity or might, you know, miss, you know, going into a certain... The thing I recommend to one is to write in your copybook. You basically write it in your study book, you know, the Torah study, you know, the compo, you know, the depta, you know, for the depta, you know, write it in your depta. Interesting, the depta is a copy book, like a study book, the composition notebooks. And the deptera is the tent, the deptera, you know. So we're not in the Torah studies, if you miss something, you know, just make a note, oh, missed out on this, get a chance, you know, return, you know, make a note of it, you know. And it's good to do that, because then you'll find that the answers, actually, when we say they come to you, you begin to tap in the innermost of the innocence because of that discipline, that process right there. So therefore, you know, I know what the gathering's for. Yes, I. Be therefore followers of Elohim as their children, and walk, tried in love, as HaMashiach, Christos the Christ, also has loved I, and have given himself for I, an offering and a sacrifice to Elohim, HaElohim, for a sweet-smelling savor. Yes, I.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee as incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense. As incense. As incense, 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 and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, the evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice, evening
sacrifice. Okay. Yes, sir. Let's go through some of the basic questions right here. Looking at the time, 22 minutes before third, the final Iowa right here for this 36 sabbatical study. Shabbat strong for Shabbat B'ha Elotika. When you step up, when thou lightest up. Basic questions right here. Some basic questions right here. First basic question for this 36 sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. What does the Hebrew word B'ha'alotika, B'ha'alotika, B'ha'alotika. What does B'ha'alotika, what does it mean? Answer, to raise up, to offer, to raise up or to offer. It's from the Hebrew verb Allah. Allah, Allah means to ascend, Allah, to ascend, to go up. This is used in reference here, as we pick up with this 36 sabbatical study in Numbers chapter 1 and 2. Here it's used in reference to the flames of the menorah. The flames of the menorah. So when it says, B'ha elotika, when you step up, when you go up to light the lights, and when the lights ascend, the fire on that light of the menorah.
Perfect. Blessed. Mosiah.
Be'ha'alotika, when thou lightest, goest up to light, goest up, raises up the light. Right, the Allah, the flames ascending on the menorah. And we said the menorah was speaking of the seven-branch menorah, not the Hanukkah, that is a latter-day kind of invention, so forth and so on, but what HaTorah says, the menorah, the seven branches. Now, it's important for us just to note right here, from a kind of top-down view of the arrangement of the ancient menorah, was like the star, what they call the star, the Magen David, the star David. So if you draw a star David, and at each of the points you draw a circle where one of the branches of HaMenorah would be, the seventh branch would be in the center of that Magen David, just to get a top-down view of the arrangement. right? The branch is three, as the Torah says, three on this side and three on that side. And it's that center, the center shaft that's known in the Hebrew as HaShemesh. Shemesh means the sun, but that center shaft. We'll pick up on that as we move forward. Second basic question, what special mitzvah? Mitzvah in the Afro-Shemitic pointing, modern Hebrew mitzvah. What special mitzvah? What special mitzvah? Mitzvah was given to Aharon in the tabernacle. What special commandment? Mitzvah? Commandment. Mitzvah? Mitzvah. Commandment was given to Aharon in the Mishkan, in the tabernacle. He was given the honor of preparing and lighting HaMenorah, the menorah, every day. This is a special command right here in this 36th sabbatical study. Question three, how was HaMenorah, the menorah, the lampstand, not strike candlesticks, lampstand. How was the lampstand or the menorah, HaMenorah, how was it kindled within the tabernacle? Answer, the menorah had seven boat-shaped lamps, one for each branch, and each lamp was filled with the purest olive oil. Now, the wicks, they were positioned by either bending them towards the center or by clamping them down between the bowl and the cover. Aaron lit the lamps daily, quote, as it says, from evening until morning. Now, this is an important principle to keep in mind. Most of us, we think about in the Western Gentile way from morning to evening. But HaTorah, over and over, it begins the time from evening, even creation, even in Bereshit, from evening until morning, from right to left. Reference Shemot, a.k.a. Exodus chapter 27, verse 21. Question four. What miracle, what amazing deed done did was associated with HaMenorah? What miracle was associated with the lampstand? Well, each lamp held about 9 ounces of the purest olive oil, sufficient to burn throughout the night. Now, according to some ancient teachings in the Talmud and other teachings, Shabbat 22b, while all the lamps received the same amount of olive oil, the, quote, westernmost, what is referred to as the westernmost lamp, and this is here is according to some of the ancient scholars of Torah like Rashi, speaking of the center lamp, due to its orientation, speaking of the center, the central lamp, never ran out of oil, even though it was kindled first in the sequence. When Aaron would relit the lamps every evening, he found that the Shamesh, which is to say the sun in Hebrew, Shamesh or the Shemesh, was still burning, that center. So between the three on this side and the three on that side, it corresponds to the seven lights in man. It corresponds to the heart chakra, so to speak. Question five right here. Why? Lamaze. Why were Halloween, the Levites, chosen to be servants and to serve at the Mishkan, at the Ohel Moed, at the Tabernacle? Why were Halloween? Why were the Levites? You have this audio right here. Do we still have it up here? I think it was Shine Poe. He said something interesting right here. You know, right here, the spirit of the Levites, a short clip right here.
The confirmation of my relationship with Hashem. Because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav in the Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe, and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who killed their mother, their father, sister, anybody who was in Rome with you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with.
The thing that Moshe Levi, a.k.a. Sean Poe, he's talking about even this incident right here. He said you could be like the Rev Rav or the Rasha. You could be like the mixed multitude or like the Rasha, like the wicked, the ratchet, the defiant, you know, who boo hoo hoo hooed and everything. Or like the Levites, who if they had to chop down, even if it was, they didn't have to literally, but even if it was mother or father, we see the scene after the molten calf, the Ega Masecha, right, where they was told not for the eye to pity. But still, this is question five. Why were Halloween, the Levites, the Lewin, why were they chosen to serve and be servants at the tabernacle? Because the firstborn sons of the other tribes. Again, the firstborn sons of the other tribes, the 12, were responsible for the chet in Hebrew, chet from the Afro-Semitic chata, to miss, the missing the mark, the ukkery of the Egel Masecha, of the molten calf that is falsely called in religious tradition, the golden calf. We find it interesting that it's never written in the text that way. It's written as the molten calf. So the reason why the Levites were chosen to be servants at the tabernacle is because the firstborn sons of the other tribes, they were responsible for the ukkery, the fukkery of the Egel Masecha, of the molten calf. And Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, Ben chose Halloween. He chose Halloween, the Levites, the Lewawion, to serve in their place. So what effectively happened is that the firstborn sons lost that most ancient prerogative of the firstborn sons to be the priests of their family because of their presumptuousness and because they broke their word. Remember, they're the ones who said back in Exodus 19, and even furthermore, they said that all that Jehovah has said we will do and we will obey. But then they got bummy when they expected Moshe at the time. They expected him. He didn't come along. Then he wanted to go back to some of their Kemetic or whatever kind of worship they were used to. What happened to all that Yahuwah had said they will do and obey and be obedient? Next question. Question six. Are the Levites the priests of Yisrael? Good question here. Are the Levites the priests of Yisrael? Many. Not the item, hopefully, Chaburim, because in the studies you'll recognize, many of us have thought that the Levites were the priests of Yisrael. But the answer, not necessarily. Remember this principle here. All of the priests, right, of Yisrael are Levites, but not all of the Levites are priests. Thus, the answer, not necessarily. You see, there were three clans or mispachot. Mispachot, mispachas, mispacha, like family circles, clans of the Levites. What three? The Gershonites, the Merarites, and the Kohathites. So there were those of Gershon, the Gershonites, those of Merari, the Merarites, and those of Kohath, the Kohathites. But only those Kohathites, descended from Kohath, who descended from Aharon, from Aaron, were qualified to be Kohanim, Chaburim. Only those who were Levites and were Kohathites who were descended from Aharon, were qualified, according to the terms and conditions of the covenant, right, to be Kohanim, to be priests. Ha'elohim, Ha'el, the Almighty gave the other Levites as a gift to Aharon Ubanav and to his sons for helping to maintain the tabernacle and to help prepare and offer and also as in later times to chant Isis and sing certain psalms and praises to help offer sacrifices on behalf of
Ha'am, the people, Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael. So, while all priests are Levites, not all Levites are Kohanim, not all Levites are priests. Question 7, how were Halloween, the Levites, dedicated, livicated, consecrated, filled, prepared for the Avodah, the Avodah, the service at the tabernacle? How were the Levites, how were they prepared? How were they consecrated, filled for the service at the tabernacle? Question 7 right here. Well, answer first, they were sprinkled with what is called the, quote, water of purification, also elsewhere known as the water of lustration. Then they were shaved. They shaved off all their hair. Then they were immersed in a mikveh. Mikveh, modern Hebrew, they refer to as the mikveh, mikveh bath. And they then put on clean garments. Now the people, Ha'am, the people, Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, then laid hands on their heads. This is what's known as the Samicha. Very interesting, the hand sign of His Majesty in the Hebrew letter Samek. Samicha, Samek, the laying on of hands. And Aharon and Aaron waved them, did a tenufa. He waved them lifnei Elohim, before Elohim, just like newborn children. Finally, sacrifices were offered to purify them for their abodah. In the Hebrew, the abodah, the Afro-Asiatic pointing, we'll say abodah, right? We're very proud of our bees. In modern Hebrew, they'll say avodah. Avoda, we say aboda, for the aboda, avoda for the service. Question 8. At what age did Halloween begin their aboda, their service at Hamishkan, at the tabernacle? At what age? According to HaTorah, Jah's direction instruction, at age 25. At age 25. Now, remember, there's two hosts. We have Yahuwah Tzeba'ot, Jehovah Tzeba'ot, Jehovah of armies, of hosts. We have the Tzeba of the rank and file Israelites, the sons of Israel, from all the other tribes, with the exception of the Levites, and then the Levites in the service of the sanctuary. Now, for the other tribes in the beginning of Numbers, right, for basically the fighting men, the men of war, the vanguard that was supposed to go forward into the land, right, and to inherit the land and drive out the other tenants that Jehovah, Earth's rightful ruler, Earth's rightful landlord, had already evicted. The age there was 20 years old and up in Genesis, in Numbers, in the book of Numbers chapter 1, their ages was 20 years old and up. Right, for the fighting men, we'll say those who would serve in the army, in the military, right? You know, we say we have church and state, so to speak. So those who would serve in the military, their age is 20 years and up. But those who would serve, we say, in the church, even the church in the wilderness, in the sanctuary, they would begin at age 25. And they could serve in active duty, that is, until age 50. After that, they became guards and singers and also served as elders of the tabernacle and at the tabernacle, because they already, from the 25, say the 50, they already served, they got acquainted. So therefore, after 50, they no longer did, in other words, the heavy lifting. They no longer did, because there's a lot of heavy lifting that had to go on in the wilderness, right? And here we have this in Numbers chapter 8. Verses 23 to 26 for further reference. Question 9. What were the waters of purification, elsewhere called the waters of lustration? What were the waters of purification used to cleanse the Levites, Halloween? What was that? It was water mixed with the ashes of the red heifer, the red hathor, the red heifer, the red hathor. In Hebrew, we know it as a para aduma. This was used to cleanse from contact with the dead. So the water was mixed with the ashes of the red heifer, the para aduma, para heifer aduma, red, the para aduma, used to cleanse from contact or contamination with the metim, with the dead. Question 10. Why were Halloween the Levites required to shave off all their hair and be immersed in water, the mikwah, before they could serve at the tabernacle? Why? Lamazah. Perhaps to suggest spiritual rebirth. Simple answer, perhaps to suggest a spiritual rebirth, being born again. Verse 11, question 11. When did Ha'el, the power, the almighty, Ha'elohim tell Moses, that Amo, the people, were to observe Pesach, Passover, Bar Midbar, in the wilderness, in the desert? When did Elohim tell Moshe that? On the first day of the first month, the first moon of the second year. When? On the first day of the first month of the second year. 2 weeks, two Shabuot, 2 weeks before the anniversary of the Exodus, the Yetziat Mitzrayim. Here we have Numbers chapter 9, verse 1. Next question. Question 12. Why did Ha'el, the Almighty, allow, why did he allow for a, quote, second chance? A second chance Pesach. Did you know there's a second chance Passover? Why did Jah allow for a second chance Passover celebration, celebration? Question 12, answer. If someone was legitimately unable to observe Passover, Pesach, Fasica, on the 14th day of the first month at twilight, he was given the opportunity to observe it a month, a moon later, on the 14th day of the second month at twilight. Pesach Sheni. Pesach, Passover, Sheni means the second. Here, just to let ones and ones know, we're about to go into the grace period of this podcast right here, for the fulfillment here, for the first day service. So ones and ones need to call in 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761, or check out the live stream on Rastafari Israelites. Here we are at question, well, we just fulfilled question 12, but just simply over again. Why did Jah allow for a second chance Passover, Pesach, celebration? If someone was legitimately unable to observe Passover on the 14th day of the first month at twilight, he was given the opportunity to observe it a month later, on the 14th day of the second month at twilight. And this is referred to in Hebrew as Pesach Sheni. Sheni means like second, right? Pesach, Passover, Sheni, the second chance. Question 13, could a stranger in the Hebrew, this kind of a stranger is referred to as ger. Could a stranger, a ger, observe Pesach? Could a stranger? Yes. Answer, yes. Khan, yes. There was one ordinance for the stranger and one ordinance for those born in the land, the homies born in the land, and the stranger. There was one ordinance, according to
Numbers chapter 9, verse 14, Chaverim. Question 14 here. Are the events recorded in this portion in chronological order? This is a good question here. Are the events that we have that's recorded in this portion right here, this 36th sabbatical study for Shabbat Biha Elotika, for Sabbath Light Us Up, Sabbath Step Us Up, right? Were they recorded in chronological order? The answer is low. No. The book of Numbers, Sefer Bamidbar, the Sefer, the book in the wilderness, known as the book of Numbers, it begins with the statement that Yahweh HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. He spoke to Moshe, quote, on the first day of the second month, in the second year, after they had come out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, if you please. But the events described in Numbers chapter 9, verse 1, are said to occur, quote, in the first month of the second year. In the first month of the second year. So here we're compare these two areas, Numbers chapter 1, verses 1 to 2, and Numbers chapter 9, verses 1 to 5. Moreover, the events describing how the Shekinah, some refer to as the Shekinah cloud, covers the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, tent of appointment, were also described at the end. We also have the description of it at the end of the book of Exodus, at the end of the book, the Sefer Shemot, the book of the name. So no, the events recorded in this parasha, this portion right here, are not in, quote, chronological order. Then there's a theme, Chaverim, that's being brought out. Verse 15 right here. Question 15. When did the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, leave Har Sinai? When did they leave Har? Har means mountain. Sinai. When did they leave Mount Sinai? According to the scripts, in the second year, in the second month, on the 20th day of the month, about a year after they first arrived there. Question 16. Who was, quote, Hobab, the son of Reuel, the Midianite? Who was the one named Hobab, the son of Reuel, the Midianite? He was either the son of Jethro, Moshe's Chotain, Moses' father-in-law, or he was Jethro himself. Now, note this, that Reuel, interesting name, Reu. If I said to like all of y'all, like Reu, like see y'all, like C-L, see God, interesting name, Reuel. Note that the name Reuel, or in another permutation, can mean a friend of El, a friend of God. So right here, Hobab, the son of Reuel, the Midianite. Question 17, how did the people know that Ha'el, that the Almighty, sought for them to travel and when to stop? How did Jah people know when Jah sought for them to make moves and sought for them to stay still? How do they know? Well, it was the cloud. When the cloud, it was Jehovah's cloud technology. When the cloud, He'anan covered the Ohel, when it covered the tent, whenever He'anan, the cloud covered the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, they, the Israelites, camped. When the Anan, the cloud, they traveled. This is how they knew. Question 18, Chaverim. What protected the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites,
as they traveled, as they trod it. And what led the way? How did they know, like, which way to go? Well, the clouds of glory. Answer, the clouds of the kavod. The kavod, the glory, the kavod. It surrounded the camps. And the Aron HaBrit, the Ark of the Covenant, the Aron, the Tabot. In the Amharic, we say Tabot. Here in the Hebrew, the Ark is known as the Aron. Aron is Ark Ahiron. Ahiron. Ahiron is the man Aaron, but the Ark is Aron. The Aron HaBrit, it traveled 3 days. 3 days ahead of them. So the clouds of glory surrounded the camps, and the Ark of the Covenant traveled 3 days ahead of them. Here, question 19. Before Ha'aron, the Ark, the Tabot, before the Ark was dispatched, sent forward by the Kohathites, what would Moses pray? What would he say, and what would he pray? He would pray, arise, Yahweh, Jehovah, and make your enemies be scattered, and make them who hate you flee before your face, according to Numbers chapter 10, verse 35. Also a very interesting note as well. We find that word sound in Psalm 68. In Psalm 68, the first part of the verse right here, just to share that right here. This is what Moshe would say, and here's an adaptation in Psalm 68.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah. Yah. Yah.
Yes, the cloud. So he would say, arise, O Yahweh, and make your enemies be scattered, and make those who hate you flee before your face. Question 20. What camp, which of the camps moved first when the sons of Israel, the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, trod it, when they traveled? Which camp moved first? Answer, the camp of Yehuda, the camp of Judah, which included the camps of Issachar, of Issachar, or some say Issachar, but Issachar, and Zebulun. So it's the camp of Judah. Interesting, we also have that in Judges, when there was some civil war against the Benjamites. You know, when the other tribes got together, they said, what, Yehuda yikdem. Interesting, when it is said, Ethiopia tikdem, Ethiopia first, but for I and I, Yehuda yikdem. So it's the kedem, moving first, forward. The camp of Judah moved first, and the camp of Judah included the camps of Issachar as well as Zebulun. Next question right here. Question 21, which two clans or mispachot, family circles, mispachas of the Levites were to carry the tabernacle when it was moved? What two clans of the Levites were to carry the tabernacle, all the furnishing and all of that, when it was moved? Answer, the Gershonites. The Gershonites, they moved the tent and the courtyard material. And the Merarites, they carried the wooden beam. The two clans, the Mispachot, they followed the path. They followed the path of Yehuda, of Judah, who was led by the Ark of the Covenant. So Judah moved first, and Judah moving first followed the Ark of the Covenant, the path of the Ark of the Covenant. Now, when they arrived,
at a new resting place, they set up the tabernacle for the Kohathites to come and to place the sacred furnishings in. So to bring the ark and the other sacred items in. So you can see a high level of organization, right, in Jah camp. Question 22, which clan carried the furnishings of the sanctuary, the furniture, the furnishings of the holy place? Question 22, answer, the Kohathites. The Kohathites who followed the second camp of Reuben, of Reuben, and were therefore protected on all sides. So as they moved out, the Kohathites, who were the ones to carry the holy furnishings, you know, as well as the Ark of the Covenant, they were protected on all sides. It was almost like the sign of the cross from a heaven, the true cross, the equal cross, the plus sign. They were protected on all sides. Question 23. Why did Hiel, the Almighty, instruct Moses, Moshe, to make two silver trumpets? Why did Jah instruct Moses to make two silver trumpets? Question 23. HaKohanim, the priests, they used them, the two silver trumpets, to summon the camps, to call the leaders, the Roshim, the Rashis, right, the leaders to the tabernacle, to lead the charge. These two trumpets were also to lead the charge in battles and warfare, and to convoke, right, the Eilai vacation, the Eilai assemblies for Amo Yisrael, for the people of Yisrael. Question 24. When the cloud Ha'anan stopped moving above the Aron, when the cloud stopped moving above the ark, Moshe understood, he understood, he overstood. Ha'am, the people had reached a new camping location, new place to camp. What did Moshe therefore say when, after the tabernacle was reassembled, what did he say? Question 24, the answer, he said, return, O Yahweh, Yahweh, to the 10,000 thousands of Yisrael. Return, O Jehovah, to the 10,000 thousands of Yisrael. Numbers chapter 10, verse 36. Passwords, these passwords. Yes. Question 25, what happened 3 days after the camps first left Sinai? What happened 3 days after the camps first left Sinai? Question 25, answer. Well, the people, Ha'am, Amo Yisrael, they murmured, they bitched and moaned, they complained. And Hiel sent Aish, fire, that killed, that deaded on many, quote, at the edge of the camp, at the uttermost parts of the camp, at the edge of the camp. Now, it is likely that the original 70 elders were also killed, since Moshe was then instructed later to select 70 more elders. And this place was called in the Hebrew Tabera, which in the Hebrew means burning, like fire burning, Tabera. So the people had complained 3 days after the camps first left Sinai. And Jehovah sent a fire and deaded on many who were at the outermost edges of the camp. And this is a good point here concerning the original 70 elders. We don't hear about them anymore. But then right after this, Moshe was instructed to select 70 more, right? 70 more. So this place is known as the Tabera, the Tabera incident. Question 26. Who are the Erev Rav? who are the Erevra? Like in that clip, do you have the clip up there? The clip where Moshe Levy, Shine Poe says, you know, you could be like the Rev Rav, and the Rasha. But who were the Erev Rav, the Ereb Rav, the Ereb Rav? Who were the Ereb Rav? These were the mixed multitude. The Rev Rav, Ereb Rav, they were the mixed multitude who left with the Israelites, mixed up moods and attitudes, the mixed multitudes who left with the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, during the Exodus Mimitzrayim, from Mitzrayim. Remember in the beginning of the second book of Moshe, that's called Exodus, where the Paro, Sutin Bet, Sutin Net, you know, afraid, they committed genocide. But he had said something to his people. He said, he talked about the people of the children of Israel are more than we. That's interesting. He didn't say just the Israelites, but he says that the people who are of the sons of Israel, right? In other words, those people who are also in some way, we could say, you know, like there's those who are Rastafari and those who might ride Rastafari bandwagon. They like some things about Rastafari. They might not really check for his imperial majesty. You know, Kedemawi Haile Selassie. They may not check for the scriptures, the Bible. They may like the ganja. They may like the dreadlock. They may like the this. They may not like the that. They like a this and they like a that. You know, they will be like the abbreviated Rastas, you know, not the full fullman of Rastafari. But they are still of, you could say, like I said, not all who are of Yisrael are Yisrael. So the Erev Rav, the Rev Rav were the mixed multitude who left with the Israelites during the Exodus from Egypt. Question 27. Some of the people, they lusted. They had strong desires. They lusted. Another point, don't think, if you do think, that lust is only a sexual thing, right? It's just most pronounced in the sexual ways. But the people had a strong desire after the, quote, good life. Remember that good life we used to be living? That good life, the good life of Egypt, the good life of Mitzrayim. Especially for what? The question is, especially for what? For what did the people, Ha'am, right? Both the mixed multitude, and later on it says then the children of Israel, they started to bitch and moan too for the good life of Mitzrayim. But what were they lust? What did they desire? What were they craving for? The cuisine, Havarim, for that cuisine of Mitzrayim. What was the cuisine of Mitzrayim? The free fish. I have to laugh right here because, you know, black people once lost, now found, bit Israel. You know, one thing like that, when one is frying fish, you know, ones will come out for that fish, that free fish, right? For the free fish, for the cucumbers, for the melons, for the leeks, for the onions, and for the garlic. That's what they were looking for, you know, because that manna, right? That manna. What is it? Manna who? They say, man, what? Who? What is it? What is he? That's where the manna come from. They basically, the manna is almost like this is unidentified food right here. I likened it in the Shabua on the air to like tofu. Imagine having tofu or even certain kinds of, say, soy, just for example, not encouraging the soy. There's a whole big question mark around that, you know, but imagine the tofu, for example, and you're eating tofu. Now, if you cook and you eat tofu, what do you usually do? May have some garlic and some onion and some seasoning and maybe some cayenne, maybe some peppers. Need to get some berbere, the Ethiopian berbere. LOJ Society be offering some berbere custom from Binyamin, you know, yeah, restaurant. But you will basically cook it up and you will use seasoning to make it, you know, taste the way you want it, you know, taste like something. Now imagine, they're having this manna that's coming down at night, every day they're gathering it. And then the scripture says that the manna tasted, it tasted like what? It tastes like fresh oil. you know what fresh oil tastes like? Well, just take a little bit of fresh oil, put in a teaspoon, and just taste it. It's good for you, right? But imagine eating that day after day after day. We're not making excuses for them, but we just want to understand what people like we were going through, right? Question 28. right? What is mana? What is mana? Mana is called the bread from heaven, the lechem min hashamayim, that looked like, it looked like coriander seed. What did it look like? It looked like a coriander seed. And what did it taste like? It tasted in proportion to the measure of one's face. It tasted, this right here is the scholars of Torah answer, right? It tasted in proportion to the measure of one's face. But in HaTorah directly, it says it tasted like fresh oil. Day after day, they was eating that. But notice, it was only 3 days. They didn't complain at Sinai, but then they complained 3 days later. Question 29. When it became apparent that the complaints of Ha'am, the people, were too much for Moshe to handle alone, what did Ha'Elohim do? Well, he told Moshe to select 70 new elders of Ha'am, of the people, whom Ha'Elohim, the power, would empower by the Ruach HaKadosh, by the Holy Spirit, to help him, to assist him. Now, this I find to be very interesting, seeing the season, reason of the season, Shavuot, known as harvest, right? Within the New Covenant sense, the Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the Menses Kedus, the Ruach HaKadosh in the upper room of Zion, also known as the Parakletos, the Comforter. But here's what's interesting. Moses was told to select 70 new elders of the people whom Jah would empower by way of his spirit, by way of the Holy Spirit. Isn't this interesting right here? Now, question 30. When Elohim told Moses to tell the people that tomorrow, they would eat meat. Tomorrow you're going to get the debtors. You want debtors? You want fried chicken? You want all that stuff that you be eating in Egypt? Okay, tomorrow you're going to eat it. Moshe, he asked Jah, how this was possible. So the question here is, what did Jah say in reply? Before we get to the answer, let's just reason here for a moment. Now, the people must have had animals and cattle. I keep pointing that out right there. You know, so it's either that they didn't want to eat the animals and cattle, or they was being somewhat Torah observant, because any sacrifice, any killing of any animal, according to a plain reading of the Torah, must first be presented at the tabernacle before it could be partaken of. So perhaps this is the reason why. But otherwise, if that was not the case, they could all you're always eating what they already had amongst them. But what did Jah say in reply to Moses asking, how would this be possible to feed all this people the amount of meat and debtors that they want to eat? Well, Jah told Moses that his arm was not shortened, arm too short to box with Jah, and that he would provide meat. He would provide all the debtors, you know, until, and here's the part, until the philosophy, no, not that until, but until it came out of their nostrils. Damn. Ew. They're going to give them so much meat until it came out of their nostrils. Question 31. How did Elohim regard the tears of self-pity shed by the Israelites? Like nowadays, Israelites that don't want to admit they're Israelites and complain, well, if the Bible's our book and God is our God, why? But so how did Jah regard the tears of self-pity shed by the Israelites? How did he regard this right here, question right here? He regarded the people's complaint and their desires to return to Mitzrayim, to return to Kemet, as a personal, Jehovah took this personally, as a personal rejection of him. It makes sense. Question 32. Who were Eldad and Medad? Who was these two right here? Eldad and Medad. Well, Eldad and Medad, here in this Torah narrative, they were two of the 70 elders who remained in the camp and were not present at the tabernacle when Elohim poured out the Holy Spirit upon the new leaders. Yehoshua, Joshua asked Moshe to forbid them from prophesying, from prophecy and prophesying. But what did Moshe say? Moshe argued, well, actually, first thing Moshe said, do you envy, are you envious for my sake? Moses then argued that it was a good thing. It's a good thing. Because what's interesting here in the KJV Bible, we want to point this out, and we had shared this in a couple of words on the live stream chat. But right here, 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 let's just go here, point this out, and ones can look into it. Look into some of the, what do you call those kind of interlinear Bibles? So you can go to the exact words, and hopefully you can see the truth of this for yourself. Because here in this Torah reading and feeding, chapter 11 at verse 25, it says, "And Jehovah came down in the cloud and spake to him and took of the spirit that was up on him and gave it to the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the spirit rested up on them, they prophesied and did not cease." Now, if you read that there, you would think, oh, wow, this is good. They started to prophesy, and they just kept on prophesizing, and there's just prophecy after prophesizing and prophecy. No, that's a mistranslation. Where it says, the part where it says, and did not cease, right? It says the proper way of interpreting this, maybe it meant that back in 1611, but really they prophesied and did no more. They prophesied like one time. Right, because the Holy Spirit, they were able to get up into the heights, right, into the heights, but they were not able to maintain the heights. This is why the next verse, verse 25, then brings out, and if you look into the Hebrew, you'll see it plain as day in the Hebrew, that they prophesied but did not, like, continue, but did no more. But there remained two of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other was Medad. And Haruach, the Irith, the spirit, rested up on them. And they were of them that were written, but went not out to the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp. So here's an interesting thing, the Holy Spirit here, even the giving of the Holy Spirit to these here in the Torah, and then when we line up the pattern that we have in the New Covenant sense, the Brit Chadasha, because these ones, they didn't even go to church. You know what I mean? They didn't go to the tabernacle, right? When the others got it, they got the Holy Spirit, and they were able to prophesy. So now when Joshua saw all of this and that going on, right, Joshua basically said, forbid them, stop them. And Moses said, envious thou for my sake? Would to Elohim that all of Yahuwah's people were prophets, were Nabim, and that Yahuwah would put his spirit, Ruho, his irid, up on them. So two of the 70 elders who were remained in the camp, and they were not present at the tabernacle when Jah poured out the Holy Spirit among the new leaders. Joshua asked Moses to forbid them from prophesying, and Moses argued that it was a good thing. It was a good thing that they prophesied. And he desired, would to Elohim that all Ha'am, all of Amo Yisrael, would do likewise, would be able to receive the Holy Spirit. Interesting, when we then look from the Brit Hayashana, the Torah reading here, and then we look from Sinai, Har Sinai, to Har Zion, to Mount Zion. Question 33, what was the sin, the chet of Miriam? What was the ukri, the fukri of Miriam, that caused her to become one skin disease, a leper, exiled from the machaneh, from the camp? What was the ukri? What was her sin?
It was Lashon Ha-Ra. Lashon tongue Ha-Za-Ra-A. Ra. Ra. Evil. The tongue of evil, the tongue that speaks unkind, ill, hurtful, harmful, or plainly evil things. Lashon Ha-Ra. She questioned Moshe's treatment, it is said, of Ishto, Orset Tov, his Isha, his Eshet, his Orset, his wife, and Moses's role as Yisrael's mediator of Habrit. She questioned that. She of all people, mind you. Question 34. If both Aharon, Aaron, and Miriam sinned, ucked up, missed the mark, why was only Miriam punished? Uh-oh, why? Now, some of the sages and scholars of Torah, in reasoning on this, they say that it was Miriam who spoke the words. She spoke the words. Though Aharon, he consented by listening. Even when we read the narrative, we see that Miriam, she spoke. You know, yeah, go ahead, let Big Sis speak. You know what I mean? Big Sis, you know, she demands the right to speak. So Miriam, she spoke the words. But Aharon, he consented by listening. It's like somebody else is talking about somebody, and you just there like, I know what you mean. Yeah. But the other person is the one making the statement. Perhaps others say that Aharon was not punished, just as he wasn't punished for the sin, the uckery of the Egel Masekha, the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf. Why? Why this? Because he was a peacemaker. Yeah, you have to check it out. Read and study this here. I didn't see it so much at first, but Aaron is really, really interesting. He was a peacemaker who always gave the proverbial benefit of the doubt to others. You know? Question. Advanced questions 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 advanced questions here. Question 35. That was the basic questions, the 34th here, from question 35 to 41 are a little more advanced questions. Elohim sees in the light and in the dark, according to Psalm 139, verse 12. Elohim, Ha'elohim, the power, the source, the true good, the true God, he sees in the light and in the dark. So, why then did he command the menorah to be kindled in the sanctuary? Answer, for the sake of HaKohanim, for the sake of the men and the people, right? Some who maybe could see in the light but can't see in the dark. So for the sake of the priests, who were honored to, quote, light up the palace of the Almighty. The priests like Aharon and the other priests that followed in his stead were given the honor to light up the palace of the Almighty. Question 36. Why is the letter Nun, the Hebrew letter Nun, why is it upside down in the Sefer Torah, where it surrounds the declarations that Moshe recited when the Ark of the Covenant, the Aron HaBrit, would be dispatched and stopped? If you look in some of the print copies of the Sefer Torah, even the Chumash, you'll find the Hebrew letter Nun, the N letter, is upside down in the Sefer Torah, where it surrounds the declaration that Moshe recited when the Ark of the Covenant would be dispatched, sent forward, and when it stopped. So question, what is the reason for the inverted Nun? The inverted Nun, or the inverted Non, Hebrew letter Nun, the Hebrew N, it alludes that it should have been inserted, some say, 50 verses earlier. The inverted Nun, it alludes that it should, some say, have been inserted some 50 verses earlier. Question 37. From where do we get the custom to say, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, if Yirtzeh He wills, Hashem, the name. If God wills, if the name permits, if Yahuwah, to say Hashem, wills. So where do we get this custom of saying, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, Im Yirtzeh, Yirtzeh Hashem, if Hashem, if the name, if Yahweh, if he wills, where does this custom come from? Well, in Numbers chapter 9, verse 20, it says that Israelites traveled at the command of God. Well, the translator says at the command of the Lord. But actually, in the Hebrew, it's al-pi, Yahuwah, on the mouth, on the pet, the pi, the phi, the pi and the phi. Interesting how the word in Hebrew for mouth, right, if brought out into the English, would be pi, like the pi, you know, mathematically, sacred geometry, as well as the phi. You know, pi is not phi and phi is not pi, but they do work together, right? So in Numbers chapter 9, verse 20, the Israelites traveled at the command of Yahweh, Yahweh, at the command of Jehovah. In the Hebrew, literally on the mouth of Jehovah, on the mouth of he who be, who he be. When we plan to do something, we should always say, if it please Elohim, if it please the source, if it please the power, if the power will, or with the power help, with the help of the Almighty, the sustainer's help. And here's, we have a very interesting connection with James to show how this trod from the groundation to even the Brit Chadasha was followed and carried out. Here, we're going to go to James. Let's go to James for a moment. James chapter 4. I'm going to break out the Hebrew here. James chapter 4, verses 13 to verse 16. In one moment right here to bring this up. James. What does it say in James chapter 4, verses 13 to 16. All right, chapter 4. Here we go right here. The English first, it says, go to now, y'all that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye, y'all know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. Verse 15, for that ye y'all ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. So here, James 4, verses 13 to 16, one more verse, verse 16. But now, y'all rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. So here, when we look into James right here, James chapter 4, verses 13 to 16, the key verse here is verse 15. For that y'all ought to say, if Yahweh wills, we shall live and do this or that. So here. Tachat asher tomru im yirtzeh Yahuwah v'nichyeh na'aseh kazo v'kazeh. Kazo v'kazeh. This or that. So here it says tachat asher, bringing out the sense for that. Or like instead of, you know, doing like that, what you should do, what you should say, Tachat asher tomru, im yirtzeh Yahuwah, im, if yirtzeh, if he please, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, v'nichyeh, v'nichyeh, or v'nichyeh,
We nichye, nichye. We will nichye. We will live. Haya, haya. We will live. We nichye, na'ise, na'ise. And do kazo this we kaze. Do this or that. So here. Here is where we get this from, right here. Question 37, where do we get the custom to say, if Jehovah wills, im yirtzeh Hashem, is the connection here with this Torah reading and feeding, where in Numbers chapter 9, verse 20, it says that the Israelites traveled, the KJV says, upon the commandment, at the commandment of the Lord. In the Hebrew, it's literally on the mouth of he who be, who he be. Question 38. What does the term, quote, the people of Israel, end quote, right? Slika, slikhana. Why? Lama. Why does the term, quote, the people of Israel, end quote, appear five times in Numbers chapter 8, verse 19? Why does this term, the people, Amo Yisrael, appear five times in Numbers chapter 8, verse 19? Why? To indicate how precious Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, are to Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Question 39. Which Israelites requested the, quote, second chance Pesach, the second chance Passover? Which of the Israelites? Answer, those who were tameh, unclean, contaminated, unclean, from carrying Joseph's coffin, Mimitzrayim, up from Egypt. These are among those who requested that second chance, because he had to carry the coffin of Joseph. Question 40. Did the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, really get free fish? Did the Israelites really get free fish when they were in Egypt and Mitzrayim, according to what they said in the bankruptcy chapter, Numbers chapter 11, verse 5? Well, if they were not given straw to make bricks, just a reasoning here, right? If they wasn't given straw to make bricks, would they have been given free fish? I guess the children of Israel, for debtors, you know, for flesh and debtors, they were just beside themselves. Last question here for the advanced questions for this 36 sabbatical study. Question 41. How does the Torah, John's direction, instructions, the glory of his majesty, how does it sum up the virtues and the greatness of Moshe? How does the Torah sum up the virtues, the strengths, and the greatness of Moshe? Well, by stating that Moses was the most humble man on earth. By stating very plainly and directly here that Moses was the most humble man on earth, where do we have that? We have this in Numbers chapter 12, verse 3. And let's get this right here. So it says, now the man Moses was very meek above all the men that were upon the face of the earth. With Ha'ish Moshe and Ha'ish Moses, with Ha'ish Moshe, Anau, Me'od, he was most humble, Anau, Me'od, Mikol, Ha, Adam, Asher al Pene Ha Adama. And Moses was very meek. Anau Me'od. He was very humble. Right? Mikol from all. Ha Adam from all of the Adam. Asher, that was all upon Panay, the face, Ha Adama. That was all, that was most humble, was the most humble from all of the men that were upon the face of Adama. The Adama. Adama is the ground, you say the earth, Adam, who is Adam's mother. Anyway, the Adama. Now, what's interesting is in his Nancy's Bible, the Metzav Kedus. Let's see if we can bring this up right here, coming to a fulfillment right here, here, here. Something we like to share right here, here, here. Because remember, they came out of Mitzrayim, which is interesting because this is very interesting in His Majesty's Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, right? And also, got to check this out as well in the Gutters. But here in His Majesty's Bible, let's just bring this up right here, the verse. I'm pulling up the fuller verse. What Moses is called. So in the Hebrew, he's called Anal Me'od. Anal, Anal. Or some might say Anav, Anav. But Anal Me'od. Me'od is like very much, right? Here, he is called in His Majesty's Bible. Let's bring this up right here. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Here in Orit Zechud. The Book of Numbers is known in the Metzav Kedus, the King of Kings Bible, as Orit. Orit is an Ethiopic way of referring to Torah. Orit Ze of Chulk, the Torah of the numbering. Orit Ze Chulk. Here we're in chapter 12, verse 3, and here's how it reads in Manasseh's Bible. Musaim b'midrlai kalut sawo chulu yilik idzig tehut. So Nebere, Musaim and Moses, the Midr Lai, upon the Midr, upon the earth, Kalut, from all those that were Sawoch, men, Hulu, all, Yilik, very much more, Ijik, right, Ijik, very much, Tehut. So here, Moshe is called Tehut, Tehut. Tehut means to be humble, right? Tehut, but then think about it. Moses was learning all the wisdom of the Egypts, and he was mighty in word and deed. So bringing this out, in this sense, we could say that Moses was the most humble, or in the Mitzrayim, ancient Gibbets connection, he was very much like Thoth or Tehut, Thoth. When you say Thoth or Tehut, so in His Majesty's Bible, to say that he was very meek, right? It says here, Ijig Tehut. He was a very Tehut. He's a very Tehut soul, a very humble man, Thoth man, right here, 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 which would make sense, make a lot of sense in the narrative. Also in the New Testament scripture, says that Moshe was learned in all the wisdom of the Egypts. According to the Magic Bible of the Egypt, so upper and lower Egypts, right, the north and the south, as the Egyptians call it, the two heavens, you know, upper and lower Egypt. So here, 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 brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, went through about 41 of some of the basic questions, right here, here, here. Yes, Isla Moses.
Going back to the border where my friends, my friends.
Bob Andy, Bob Andy classic, right there, there, there. Holy, holy Moses, yes.
To God, God, now Moses, to lead the children to the promised land.
Yes, 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 yes. Da, lifne, mi ata omed. Know before whom you are standing. Lifne, mi ata omed. Know before who you are standing. Now let's contrast as we ride up right here. Moshe's attitude. What was Moses' attitude toward leadership and prophecy? Contrast that to that of Miriam and Aharon. Why does Elohim, why does he value humility above and beyond all other virtues of character? One of the reasonments right here, here, here. Discuss, make I and I reason on this. Know before whom you are standing. In the Hebrew, da, lifne miata, omed. No, da, no, lifne, before, me, who, Anta, the I male, omed, are standing. Now, it's clear right here from this Torah reading and feeding that the Torah does not always follow a chronological order, so to speak. So how important are logic and linear thinking when it comes to interpretation? How important are logic and linear thinking when it comes to interpretation? Is there a place for, quote, nonlinear, end quote, the nonlinear ways of reading the scripture? For example, we have the gematria, in gematria sort of reading, which is nonlinear, right? Nonlinear, right, to say. Or the use of imaginative retelling of the narrative, such as the midrash, is like more imaginative retelling, like reasonings. What about the use of tradition, traditional interpretation? Just a reasonment here as we're about to move onward and upward here, this new Shavua right here, 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 and also moving forward to Shelach, 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 coming forward, forward, forward. Shelach Leka, send for yourself. This is where the Israelites about to get into a little bit of trouble with democracy. Listen to the wrong crowd. Now, Moses' response to the question about the validity of a second chance Passover, it teaches I and I that we should not be ashamed to say that we don't know the answer to some question. See, that's an example of Moshe's humility. He really didn't know. So, you know, there's a few cases we can see where he's asked something and he said, oh, that's a good question. Hold on right here. Let me go check. You know, so Moses right here brings us out that we should not be ashamed to say that we don't know the answer to some question. Do you, do I, do we have trouble admitting that we, that you, that I don't have all the answers? Come, make me discuss, no fuss, discuss. How are we to understand Aharon, Aaron? He was responsible, some say, for aiding the people in the sin of the Egel Masecha, falsely called the golden calf, and he participated to some degree, even by hearing, in the slander of Moshe with his sister Miriam, and yet he seems to get a pass from Elohim's judgment. Another good point for I and I to come together and let's reason on this and discuss. Now, because of the sin of the spies, Akri of the spies, Jah decreed that the Israelites would wander in the desert of Paran for 40 years until that entire generation of adults in their continual adultery, right, who had left Mitzrayim, had died off. Do you think there is any connection between this judgment and the way Abraham abandoned Hagar and his firstborn son, Ishmael, in the desert of Paran? Now, when the Israelites first left Egypt, guess what? You know, read over. They grumbled about the lack of food. And Jah provided them with manna in Exodus chapter 16, verses 2 to 35. However, in the episode that you counted in the 36th sabbatical study, Behalotika, Jah, he judges the people for their ingratitude and faithlessness. What do you think was the difference, Habarim? Lastly but not leastly, right here, here, here. Come, 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 make a reason. John described Moshe as being, quote, faithful in all my house. Numbers chapter 12, verse 7. The book of Hebrews elaborates that Moshe was faithful as a servant to do what? To testify to the things that were to be spoken later, that were to be spoken after. So Moses was faithful before to bear witness to those things that would later on be testified.
I'm going to testify.
To testify to the things that were to be spoken later, but HaMoshiach, but the Messiah is faithful over Ha'el Elohim's house as a ben, as a ben, as a son. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. So let's discuss the analogy that Adonainu, Yeshua, HaMoshiach, is greater than Moshe, quote, as the builder of a house is greater than the house itself. Havarim, Havarim. Yes, I, here, 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 coming to the fuller form right here. Looking forward to this Shabbat Shalach, Sabbath Sin, Shalach Leka, Sin for yourself. About to get them going into the land, the land, the land right here. Shavuot Tov, Chaverim. Melkam Ehud, beautifully good first day. Shavuot Tov, Tawam, beautifully good 7 days to come. Bashem Yeshua HaMoshiach. Yes, I. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Yes, I. Toda, Toda. Here, here, here on the outro, St. Garnet, Garnet Silk right here with King Moses. Let's ride up with this tune right here, here, here.
Once I was blind, but now I see it. Oh, Lord. Seeking.
Yibarekeka Yahuwah. Will Yishmereka. Jehovah bless the eye and keep the eye. Yair Yahuwah Panayo. Aleka. Wihuneka. Jehovah make his face to shine up on thee and be gracious to the eye. Yisa Yahuwah Panayo Eleka We Yasem Leka Shalom. Jehovah lift up his countenance up on the eye and give the eye shalom. Give the eye Yeshua Shalom peace. We samu eta shemi al bnei Yisrael wa ani e barakem. So shall they put my name up on the children of Yisrael, the bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, and I will bless them. May he who be blessed, I and we. Shalom chaverim, shalom shabuot ob, Yisai, Rastafari.